This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Wish I could large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Moaning, everybody! You know what, that's an appropriate way to start full of phlegm because it's a bad news morning.
Yep.
It's a terrible news morning this morning.
It is.
This is awful. Welcome on in, everybody. Good morning to you, Leroy.
What's happening?
You know, not much. Vlad, good morning to you.
Morning.
Yeah, man, it is, it's a terrible news morning here this morning. We'll get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Just got the news right before we went on the air today that the Cowboys have announced that one of their defensive ends, Marshawn Nealon, passed away, 24 years old, second year in the league. He just had a touchdown on Monday night.
Right.
Recovering a blocked punt. Don't have a ton of details on that yet, but that's obviously a crushing thing for a locker room to go through. I can't even imagine his family.
Your family, yeah. 24.
That's insane.
Right.
That's insane. So, you know, prayers out to that, to their family and to the Cowboys and everything. That's, I don't even know. I don't have a lot of details on that one yet. That news was just announced before we got on the air today. Then we also found out today that, Eric Spoelstra, Miami Heat head coach, his house burned down overnight.
What?
Eric Spoelstra's house in Coral Gables was engulfed in flames. Apparently, according to reports, when the team was still in the air, that fire rescue got called to his house, I think around 4:30. They were still flying back from Denver, and I mean the house is obliterated. It's gone. Reportedly there's no injuries.
Anybody there?
I don't know. I don't. Right. We don't have. That's another one. But there's video of him like. Obviously, like outside the house, distraught. Right. I don't remember if it was NBC or Local 10 who I watched, but they said that Chris Quinn showed up to support him at one point. But even at 8 o'clock today, there was still fire. Like, right. they said it was, I don't know the terminology, two-alarm fire. So that means, like, they had to have extra crew come in. It looked terrible.
Right.
But I don't know what happened. Yeah, we don't, that's another one. So, I mean, that's a traumatic thing to happen to Coach Spo. You know, so wishing him all the best in this. That's unbelievably crazy. Could you imagine getting that kind of a message while you're flying home?
No, and keep in mind, you might not even find out till you land, because usually on the charter flights,
mm-hmm.
you can use your phone. But normally, sometimes they don't want you to use your phone. So he wouldn't find out until
he got on the ground.
Right.
Jeez. Yeah.
Which would mean there would be 5 million other questions before you got to the house. How's everybody doing? What happened? You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, oof. Yeah, look at these photos, man.
Jeez.
That's crazy. Yeah, because I don't know. We don't know of anybody, but this is from Andy Slater. It says, firefighters were dispatched to Spo's house at 4:36 a.m., just 25 minutes before the heat landed in Miami. I would say the game ended a little before midnight Eastern last night. It's probably like a 4-hour-ish flight. I don't know. But
yeah, it's like 4 to 5 hours.
4 hours, and it's you
gotta
they're
do,
2 hours behind. Wait, 2 hours.
Are they, yeah, they're mountain time. But
mountain time,
I think, so, full time in air.
Right, it's 4 hours.
So
keep in mind, if it got done 12, that means they didn't get home till like 6.
Yeah, it says like it said about right at 5 in the morning.
Okay.
That's what they got.
So it's probably a little less than 4 hours.
So, man, I don't even know. That's terrible. I mean, it's obviously a relief that nobody got hurt. But that's your home, man. That's your home. I'm sure your kids have a bunch of stuff there. All that stuff is that's awful. Awful for Eric Spoelstra.
Wow, that's like the second head coach in like 3 years. No, 2 years.
Who else's house burned down?
Not burned down, but what's the name? Reddick. J.J. Reddick lost his home during the
During the fires.
During the fires in LA.
Yeah. That's true. Nah, man, that's absolutely crazy. So, you know, we'll if there's any more details that, you know, come, we'll give them to you. But that is that on Eric Spoelstra. Continuing bad news Thursday, the Miami Heat are going to await injury news on Bam Adebayo.
Is it ankle?
It was they described it as foot, and it didn't look like he twisted anything. It looked like he, you know, kind of got tripped up and he took himself out immediately. It wasn't fantastic. Like when you saw him immediately in pain.
Right.
I'll show you the video of it.
It really, like, the thing about feet, you got so many things going on, right? Let me see.
Little loop. So you can get a little looky-loo at that, but that is, Bam got hurt yesterday in the first quarter, and, it was a strange game because it's like, you know.
It's just like, it might be a foot sprain or something like that, because it didn't really land. It just kind of, his foot was pointing this way and he was trying to plant. It might be like a sprain or something, but the crazy thing about feet, you got so much going on in your feet and your hands that it like, things that seem like it's no big deal, next thing you know, go, Bam Adebayo, Jones fracture. Bam, like you don't know.
Yeah.
It feet, hands.
Yep.
When they say ankle sprain, there's so many bones and ligaments going on that until they do whatever test they need to do, you have no idea. The only thing you could really kind of tell if something is an ankle, or in football, if something is an Achilles, because a guy just be doing nothing, right? But other than that, the feet, man, every foot injury I had, it just seemed like it was never going to heal.
You knew, like, Eric Spoelstra was stressed in that game yesterday, too, because, you know, you got to go against the Joker.
And you got Kalo, who, you got out-rebounded by 30.
Yeah, you did. I mean,
Let me ask you this. So when I look at the stats,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I'm thinking, well, this is a dumb stat, because if a team shoots 40%, then the 60% of them, you're getting a rebound. Now, the more important stat is offensive rebounds. That gives them another.
Yeah.
But if they're just getting a rebound because it's a shot.
They got crushed on all glass yesterday. Offensive, right. Defensive. Right. They got out, I think it was 21-5 in offensive rebounding.
Right. See, that's a more important stat. But just to say, when you think about it, when you're failing to make a shot 50% of the time,
yeah.
In most cases, the defender or the defense is getting that rebound.
Yeah, it was so bad. No, it was.
If you shoot it poorly.
I can't mince what it was.
I watched three quarters of the game, and it just looked like come on, get the like when you notice it.
Right.
You know the numbers.
It was
are bad.
One of those games where it was a spirited effort. Wiggins kind of kept everybody around there a little bit, but I kind of also felt like whenever Joker wanted to, he could start a 7-0 run. You know, so it never was a laugher. It never was like there would be stretches where they're making it fun. Then just Joker's like, okay, here we go. Do Aaron, do cut play. They can't defend it. Peace. Bucket. Oh,
it's the, you're not the guard thing about me.
Perfect three. Always swishes the three.
Right.
You know, like
we're looking crazy.
You wonder if he just wanted to, if he just sat out there, how many times miss. He would miss. Because right. I would get because it's just
he had one miss.
Dude, it feels like when he misses, it's just luck.
But it felt like he was caught in the moment. Like, should I shoot it? Because I think he was going for a 2-for-1, but he didn't know if he wanted to go for the 2-for-1, and he was just open, so he shot it. But yeah. This guy was perfect.
This is how desperate Eric Spoelstra was yesterday in the start of that game, where a foul gets called, which was on Andrew Wiggins. But regardless, Aaron Gordon's going to the free throw line. And they called the foul mistakenly on Bam. And Spo used his challenge to make sure Bam didn't get a second foul, which he was successful in. But that just tells you, hey, we're giving up the 2 points, but I can't have that second foul be on Bam Adebayo.
Right.
And then, unfortunately, a minute later, his foot got hurt. Right. But it was, he had, he had Keshawn Johnson at one point guarding Nikola Jokic.
I like Keshawn. I think he's a tremendous athlete, right? Why does he all of a sudden look so non-athletic on a basketball court?
Thinking.
We have conversations with him about jumping out the gym and doing crazy tricks, and you put him on defense in front of somebody, and he looks like a stick man.
You could be athletic.
Yeah, I know.
And then there's other just more athletic players than you.
But here's the deal. It's not whether somebody looks more athletic. It's like you don't look athletic at all.
Right.
When you're doing
especially
in football, it goes like this. You can see a guy who's fast, you can see a guy who has hops, but he has really no technique, so it's all raw, right? So you see that in football. You see guys who are strong on the offensive line, but they don't know the fundamentals of getting the hands in there and stuff like that. That's fine. When he goes onto a basketball court, it's hard to tell if he's athletic or not.
I understand.
It is.
I also feel terrible when you have to go up against that monster.
Yes. And the thing, he's not a small dude, though.
I know he's not, but he's not him. Bam was trying to physically slow, and Bam's the strongest guy on the team by far.
Bam looks like Davion Mitchell.
He's just like Serbia,
and he moves slow.
And the thing
methodically,
is, methodically, he just sits there. He's just like,
right.
Okay, here comes Murray.
Yeah, right.
Okay, here's Gavin Golden. And you just can't stop. He's
right.
I saw Malik Allen yesterday, who's the Heat's big man coach, and
big man coach.
He's a big man. He coaches the bigs.
All right.
And so but I don't see. I don't notice him much during the games on the bench. It's usually Karan's up. Chris Quinn's up.
He's coaching.
He's sitting there coaching his ass off with Kalel on him because he's just like. This guy, because he could just do whatever and you want to talk about ownership, right? The Dolphins are taking on Josh Allen this week, and Josh Allen has lost the Dolphins twice, one by drop touchdown, once by the sun and time. Imagine that in his career, Joker, I think Eric Reed said in the regular season, he's 16-5 all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure like two of those probably were when he was a rookie. And then on top of it, Leroy has a gentleman sweep championship. That's ownership. Like, and he just, now the difference is Dolphins, it's like, oh, you got to face Josh Allen twice every year. You face Joker every year. But it's like, you don't, you just know that monster's going to creep up a couple times a year. Right. He's here to kick your ass. And you just take it, say thank you, Mr. Joker, and we move on.
You know what else is crazy?
It's like you can't do anything with him.
I think they yell at Kalel because he looks so nonchalant, even though he's not trying to be. Like, he'll get a rebound, he'll throw it to an outlet, and then
he's jogging.
It just like,
just like
just,
run!
Right!
Run!
And I don't, but
how many strides could it take? You're a giant.
But again, that is called big syndrome, right? But here's the deal. Here's what I would say to Kalel. Under no circumstances does Joker beat you down the field, right?
That was bad.
Like, because he ain't moving fast either.
Nope.
And you're 7 years younger than him. So, yeah. So I would kind of coach him like that. Like, listen, you can't be lazy all the time when – the guy who looks the laziest is beating you down. It looks really bad. I need a little more energy. And he just, like, his arm, he don't pump his arm.
And
just
you know,
down.
We have the opposite problem with our guy.
Who?
Jovic, dude. I mean,
he's
this guy.
He's a whirling dervish all over
just,
the place. He's,
hacking.
He's the new, he's new Dunks.
Ah, a little bit. Like, it's just, like, chaotic. I'm like, dude, what?
Because they want all these guys to play fast and with energy. And when you're young, fast and energy has a different meaning than what Spo maybe wants. You know what I mean? We still want to do offense. We still want to hit outlets. We just want to do it quicker. But to some young guys, fast with energy means that you're just all over the place. And that's kind of – and look at who's he's looking at. Jaime, Pella. Right? They're all on the floor.
He's in his head, too. Like, you know, one thing about Jovic is he wears it. Like, he's not a guy. You know, Kalel, it's a little frustrating because it's like.
Looks like he don't.
He just does.
That's big rules. Big rules. All bigs look like that, right?
Nico is just like, you know, and you can just tell he's not playing with the confidence right now. He's bumbling the ball all over the place. He's shooting bricks.
But you know what it is, though? Here's the hardest thing in sports to do, right? And this is for any sport at any level. The hardest thing for a player, no matter how good you are, is to have that feeling like, if I screw this up, the coach is going to take me out.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And so Spo has two or three guys that he does that to. And it has a negative effect sometimes because then they get up in their feelings because they just want to go out and play, but they have to play. You're almost expecting your younger guys to play at a higher level than the guys you trust, because if they make one mistake, you're going to rip them. Kalel, he goes like – he takes a bad shot and a bad foul. He's out. You can't play – it's hard to play like that.
D-Sizzle is – putting the words
out
there.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like it.
Smitha said, Leroy's using a lot of words with just what word will do. Soft. Oof. It's not soft. Like, I can't put you in a situation to get you to like, kind of understand what I'm talking about. But if you ever been around a person, a boss or anything like that, with a female girlfriend or wife or something, or a friend or a friend's wife, and it's like when you're around them, it's like walking on eggshells. And it's like, I can't have a good time. We worried about what this person thinks. We worried about you can't have a good time.
Because the wife has got like eyes for you, or because
no,
the wife
just,
is mean?
Just because they mean or in a bad mood or anything like that, so you don't want to do nothing to ruin the night. And so you're walking on eggshells like, ooh, I don't want to say that. That would be funny, but I'm not going to say that. Hey, you know what I mean? Everybody's had that.
Yeah, Leroy.
Whether it's with a group of people that have gone out or whatever.
Yeah, well, you want to know something? I hope that Nico, and I love him, okay? Love him. I hope last night Joker took him aside after that ass kicking, okay?
And said, how you feeling?
He goes, pretty good, bro. But he goes, hey, you're embarrassing me. You go out there and you play like Serbs play, because this is ridiculous what you're going out there and doing. I hope that talk happened. I hope, like, a friend, you know, if they had this friendship, because he came over to him right away, gave him a big bear hug. I think he cradled him like a baby.
Well,
but I hope that he
said, you know where we won't pass judgment? Denver. Why do you know he didn't say that? Because if it was the other way,
he told him to make a stink?
If it was the other way around, you would absolutely say that.
Well, I just think mentally, he needs a talking to from a friend. I mean, hey. Because right now,
Dr. Tobaga said, if you want many horses, play better, bud.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. What?
Are you taking us until 2?
Yeah, I don't have a guest replay.
All right.
I miss being on the radio so much. I haven't booked any guests this week. I'm like, yeah, you know, I like
talking. Mean, there's, you know what? It's a weird situation we're in now, because there's really, like, to have somebody on to talk about all of our situations, we already know, everybody already knows, we just confirming it, like,
yeah, what,
okay,
else can we say?
You already know the Panthers, everybody's out.
Yep.
Right, and now we're starting to see what it's like to play without some of your stars, okay? So we got to be patient with that. We already know that having the hockey hornet on is going to do what? right?
We save the hockey hornet when we need the hockey hornet.
Right. You know? Then basketball. We want to have them for basketball. We just interviewed everybody. We can tell you ourselves.
Right.
And then football. Do we really want to have conversations about that?
Not right now.
Hell, I just did half a week with Donna. Right?
Oh, yeah. You don't need to talk Canes.
We don't need to talk Canes.
Did you see yesterday Cristobal with the SMU clip where he's like, where Joe Zagacki is on the coach's show, and Joe Zagacki's like, well, obviously we saw who the more talented team was out there, and, you know, gives them all the numbers, and he's just like, well, I wouldn't say that we were definitely the more talented team. You know, they got good talent. I was just like,
Wait, you can't.
Wait, what?
Hold on. Let me explain something to you, right? The way you lost that game, by getting pushed around, manhandled, them treating you like you've been treating teams, you can't, don't ever insult yourself by coming and saying, I think we were more talented. Really?
No, he said that he thinks that they were just as talented, SMU. And I'm like, really?
Just as?
You really?
I got to tell
that?
You, like, see, here's the problem. Here's the problem, right? Is that the reasons for taking an L can never be they were better. You always want to go to, well, we did this, well, we did that, well, we did. When you watch that game, aside from the mistakes, all the things that you have been doing to teams, they did to you. And you didn't never, at no point in time, reapply the pressure. That means that you didn't fight physicality with physicality because you couldn't run the football. So give them their credit. Lick your wounds and move on.
Yeah, but how many people would really say like SMU is a more talented team than the Canes?
You know why? Because all you're doing is looking at SMU and the Canes.
No, I'm
Miami
not.
Hurricane.
Like, hold on.
Did you watch the game?
I understand.
Who was the better team?
A better team? Like, it's tough. Like, I think that you could say that a team played better, but I don't think that anybody would look at roster for roster. Who would you say is more talented? Like, I think the people would say the Canes. Like, the Canes are going to probably have a top five pick at defensive end get taken. Mm-hmm. They're probably got a first round pick on their offensive line, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
They have the best freshman receiver in the country.
Then why, with all that talent, why the last 2 weeks?
I don't know. But that's, I think, the point is, like, when you say, oh, they have just as much talent, it kind of feels like to me you're misguiding your coaching.
Here's what I would say. I would say if you believe that, and there's a lot of people that believe that, and that's fine, don't say it in that moment.
Hmm?
Like, no. Okay, because what you're doing is, when you say something like that after a team just beat you, you're putting the loss on something else other than the game for whatever reason. Oh, we didn't do this, we didn't do that, if we had done these things. No.
But if you lose to a team that has inferior talent, I think as a coach, and you say that they have inferior talent.
Sometimes you could get slapped around.
I'm sure you could, but I think if you say that, then that's an indictment on you. Because if you could, correct. If you have the more talented team and you get out physical and out coached,
ideally,
then I put it on Mario.
Ideally.
Which is what always everybody does, because they always say he has a ton of talent and never can get over the hump.
Ideally, yes. If there's just a way of kind of breaking it down. Yes, if you lose to a team that has less talent than you and they just have a game plan that puts you in tough spots, that's coaching. I would say, but yeah, man, like it's just tough that. And why is it always the same time every year?
I don't know.
It's like everybody gets comfortable, right? When I remember playing on really good teams, it's like the coaching became more difficult the farther you got along the season because they wanted to make sure you didn't lose nothing. To understand that, okay, now we're 7-0, we're 8-0, we're 9-1, and the stakes are getting higher because you know at the end of the year, regardless of what you think, we're going to play Ohio State. Or regardless of what you think about when we were 15-1, when it got to the last four games,
mm-hmm.
We had to win every game because then Atlanta would have got the home field advantage because they were 14-2. So we were practicing hard as hell every week.
Why does every time that this happens and we crumble, we have to get punished by going to a Pop-Tart bowl? Can we get some cooler bowls to go to?
No, dude, you get what you earn.
I don't. I understand.
You get what you earn.
But they have breakfast. They have breakfast food as their sideline.
Like, what you want? You want Tony Romo's rib bowl?
Send me the. Yeah, I would love. Actually, I would. Hey, I would love ribs,
dude. The barbecue bowl.
The Pop-Tart bowl. I was looking at the list. Manny Navarro tweeted it out, and it was just like Pop-Tart bowl, pinstripe lawnmower bowl.
It's crazy to me. And I don't know if this is a conference thing. Or a Miami thing. You go 10-2 during the course of a season, right? You beat some highly ranked teams. You're probably going to have beaten a couple of teams that might be in the playoffs, right? And your reward, the best they can come up with, is Pop-Tart or Pinstripe Bowl?
That's crazy. Yeah, I know.
Think about that. Like, if put it this way. I played in two bowls, mm-hmm. All 4 years. I played in three Rose Bowls and one Hall of Fame game, which was in Tampa or Orlando? I think Tampa, right? But here's the kicker. Guess who we played against?
Who?
Alabama. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like, they tried, like, hey, it was like Michigan, Alabama. Look, we know what's up. Mm-hmm. Y'all not going to go to, you know, a great bowl. But right. How about y'all come down here to sunny Florida and y'all play each other. And then you can save face by saying we played a quality team.
Ricardo says, stop insulting the Pop-Tarts, Leroy. Look, I like Pop-Tarts.
They lost me when they went Girl Scout flavors.
I also like the trophy. It's a toaster. I like, in general, I think the Pop-Tart Bowl is a fun bowl. It's just a sad, but it is a sad bowl to go to.
Is it a January 1st bowl?
I don't even remember.
When was the last time they played a January 1st bowl?
I remember last year that everybody got mad because Cam Ward only played a half. And everybody was like, oh, how could you quit on your team, Cam Ward? I'm like, he's playing for breakfast.
And like it was already a predetermined thing. Mario kind of screwed it up when he was explaining.
Oh, yeah, shocking. Mario Cristobal screwed it up with some quotes.
And, I mean, he just...
You mean the guy who says, Joe, I'm no BS, Joe. I'm no... You know me. No BS. It's like, oh really? Yeah, you're no BS until, like...
Put on this rain suit.
Yeah, you're no BS.
Because it's getting thick.
Yeah, you're no BS until it comes to actually having expectations. You're no BS until I need to figure out how do I not blow a game by taking a knee? How do I not? I know, clock manager, but you're no BS. No BS, Joe. You know that.
No, they haven't done that this year because they got a clock manager guru.
That's right. Yeah. No BS. You know me. No BS.
I mean, like, look, I get it. I understand it. But, like,
I'm not sure now. I understand. I'm just getting tired.
At what point, when this has happened to you, in every place you've been. So, Oregon, you say the same things, right? End of the year. Can't win a big game. Why? Come down to Miami. Last 2 years. Granted, last year's situation was much worse than this situation because you had no defense.
Yep.
But now, we're in the same boat again. So, did it matter that you had no defense or is it something else going on?
You're just losing now, different. It's just different.
So my question to you is, if we sit and talk every week about how the players have developed and how much they work they put in to get better year after year. But yet, the same things keep happening every year.
I know.
Why don't you try something different?
Mm-hmm.
I think what happens is early on in games, right, they're very aggressive. You know, no huddle, whole lot of stuff, getting the ball outside or whatever. Then they get a lead and they become very, very, very kind of...
Conservative?
Yes. Yeah, I won't say conservative, but you want to try to run the football more.
You get squeaky cheeks.
So, but my thing is that can we come up with a game plan that still allows us to be more aggressive?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? Like you can be here. You can be physical and be aggressive.
This is Mario Cristobal when he gets a lead, but he doesn't want to blow the lead. Although he probably sounds tougher.
He's down there making 2-carat diamonds.
Hold on, these are tough cheeks.
Here's one.
Take a break. We're back after this.
Flawless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Shot a girl a little bit, shall we? What about sliding through the streets? What about 1 a.m. beach? What about sitting on there? What's it called? I've been waiting all week.
We were just watching during the break. Kevin Durant was talking trash last night to T. Morant, John Morant's father, on the sidelines. He's telling his dad, he's telling Ja's father, we know your son don't want to be here. Enjoy your time here while you're here.
After further research.
Yep.
Do you really want John Morant in Miami?
No.
I know you don't, Leroy. I'm not talking to you. Clearly, we know. We know when you
like,
love,
I love
we know when you love somebody, how much you're going to cape. Because that last segment was a kill L wear caping. But, yeah, when you love somebody, you're going to – I would want you to defend me the way you defend when you like certain players. You're right in some of your explanation. I see your point, but, you know, Oladipo, Tua.
Here's the deal. I can't explain my Oladipo. I've always been a fan of Oladipo. Like, it has nothing to do with just the way he carries himself, the way he plays. I've always been a big fan of his. So that's more me wishing the best for him.
Mm-hmm.
The Kalel thing is – there's a fine line between coaching a guy up because you understand that being a young big is difficult and just almost like dismissing him.
They're also very young. I mean,
right, that's like, what I'm saying. That's my point.
You know, he's 21 years old.
He's 21 years old and Spoelstra's treating him like he's a 10-year vet sometimes.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, that's the and Jovic too. Like, look, I have been guilty as anybody of I was watching Eurobasket all summer, okay? I love Jovic. I want him to be really good. But he is 22. Like, there is going to be these valleys, and we got to realize, like, all right, this hasn't gone as smooth for him, but I'm not writing him off by any means.
But here's the other thing. Vlad, with those two guys, with Jovic and Kalel, I'm always like that with young players. And the reason why I'm like that is because when I was a young player, I understood what I went through. And so that's why I'm always like, hey, man, I'm going to defend them to a certain extent because some of it is just from being young.
Get to 15 minutes of heat here brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. First off, we're just reiterating, man, prayers out to Eric Spoelstra's family and to Spo that his home burned down today. The videos, man, they're horrific. They're nightmarish. And thankfully, nobody was hurt. I guess that's the number one thing, but it's still a very traumatic thing for the Heat head coach to have that literally fly home last night, and this is the thing that you come home to is no home.
Right.
That's a bit of a mind bleep. So
I would say this, as long, and I think I tell people this, nobody got hurt. You lost things,
mm-hmm.
right? And you have the resources to get things back, right? And so from that standpoint, even though it sucks, just be grateful that it's just things.
So that sucks. We're also waiting word today on Bam Adebayo's injury. Hurt his foot yesterday in the first quarter in the Heat's loss. He finished their road trip 1-3. Not great, but, you know, I kind of felt going into that Denver game, I was like, oh, winning Denver's like winning two. They haven't done that. Well, like, other than the finals, they haven't with that one win. They haven't. They don't win back then.
You're like looking at it saying it was courtesy. Like,
it was gentlemanly.
You lose him. You have to bet a lot of money just to win money on a Jokic triple double.
He's ridiculous.
He's averaging a triple double. Like, I felt bad.
He gets
yesterday.
The slowest moving triple doubles.
It doesn't
too.
Care if it's it slow. Leroy, stop. When they're great like that, stop. Stop. Stop.
I'm just saying his movements are very slow.
And guess what?
It has nothing to do with whether he's good or not.
I understand that.
So why are you saying stop?
Because you're acting like this is something. Oh my God! With something new, we just found.
No,
out.
It's been I'm this, not.
This,
I just said
it's been like this for the last 7 years.
I meant exactly what I said.
He looks like he's got
as dominant as he is. He moves very slow, and when you think of people that are dominant like that, they're not associated with.
It's
slow.
Been 7 years of dominance.
I know, so it's not shocking anymore.
That roster looks much better constructed now for him. Like he's like that. They got depth on the bench. Like, because you're looking like, all right, is OKC going
to
run this thing?
He would have to play 46 minutes last year
right,
for them to have a chance.
Now you got big Valanciunas.
Right.
Always terrifying. Now they got a good backup that,
yep.
know,
he can handle it
for
a little.
10 minutes.
And they're even trying to, like, have him do, like, the Jokic position. Like, he's not Jokic, but they're just kind of sticking him there on the elbow. And like
Cameron Johnson's a better fit than
Michael
Porter
Jr. He started
Jr.
off terrible. And, of course, he was going to get going against the Heat. You know, like, you knew that was inevitable. You knew that was inevitable. Tim Hardaway Jr. always kills the Heat.
Hold on. I did. So watching the game,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, all right. This is the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, boom. Everything's going good. And then, boom, Pella gets hurt. Like Pella gets shaken up.
Oh,
like
when he gets the face.
And I'm like, wow, did Tobin call this? Is this when KJ makes his appearance? Is this when Casper makes his appearance?
Yeah, Spo said before the game, he goes, nah, he's probably not going to
He's not going to make it.
He didn't even, like, lie about it. He goes,
But
nah,
Pella gets – I'm like, is Pella going to get concussed? Because if Pella gets concussed, that might be a good move reason to play the kid.
Pella got the Goran Dragic memorial play, which is you get bowed in the face and they call the foul on you. He's like – he goes –
Didn't Gordon like chip a tooth or something?
Multiple times.
Got five.
Multiple
got
times.
The foul called on him.
It is crazy. Bam Adebayo, this was him post game, and he explained what happened on the play that he got injured. Here we go.
Guy hit me in the back of the leg and felt the pain in my foot. So take it upon myself, check myself out, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the Heat'll.
Also, he got hit in the back of the leg.
He said he got hit in the back of the leg, but it hurt his foot.
Ever happened to you, Leroy?
No.
This is new.
Usually my pain comes where I get hit. Unless it's like muscular and then it's kind of referred pain. But
it just got me nuts because this dude doesn't get hurt.
No,
I
know.
I don't think he's ever had like a long term lower body injury. His only long term injury that comes to mind is the hand. He hurt his hand when he was I think it was against the Nuggets too. He hurt his hand and he had to get surgery on his thumb and that took him out for a few weeks.
So I would say I think the only thing I would say is based on how his foot was planted, he could have put some, you know,
some weird weight on it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know. Usually, but anytime you say I got hit in the leg and something else, it's usually like ligaments or something, man, because, you know, it's all held together.
Here was the pulling himself out.
Obviously, too much to play through. And then, obviously, you don't want to do anything more to cause any more lingering effects. So, told Spo to check me out.
All right. And then Spo discussed not having Bam in the game.
So many moments during the course of the game where those are those swing opportunities, you know, that we didn't manage well. Every time we got it to around 6 or 8, they would respond and end up being 15-point lead. But that's part of, you know, us learning. Even without Bam, I thought this was a game we could have put ourselves in a position to win. But we just, you know, the tail of the game would be those relief points, you know, just crushing us on the glass. And then, if that wasn't enough, it was the cuts for easy baskets.
Yeah.
Without Bam, that's going to happen.
Yeah, it is. And then they had they got it to 9 and then Norm smoked a layup and I was like, You needed everything to go perfect, though, because, you know, just...
You already needed everything to go perfect with everybody healthy.
Right.
You were going to need either somebody to just go, 9 for 15 from 3 or something. Just something bonkers. A Jaime 30-point game. You already were going to need that, along with slowing everybody down.
Yep.
The one thing you couldn't withstand was any loss of anybody who had to guard Joker for a substantial amount of time. Yes.
But this is going to be grow-up time for those young bigs, because if Bam is going to miss, hell, even a week, 2 weeks, whatever.
You know what?
Let's look at
this. You know what's great? It's great it's happening now. It's great because here's what it does. It makes the coaching staff and Spo coach them because they have no other option.
And the way that happens,
sometimes you're thrust into a position where, oh, the coaches see you can perform, right?
Because
they don't have a choice.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the question.
Okay.
Does Tyler ramp up his rehab to try to come back if Bam is going to miss a certain amount of time? Because this is your schedule coming up.
Oh, it's tough.
Charlotte and Portland.
Portland's playing great.
Portland's playing great. They beat OKC last night, I believe.
Yeah, they did.
They're playing great.
So you got to hope that maybe they get the South Beach flu. Maybe they're feeling themselves after beating OKC. And
I don't think Thiago Splitter is going to let them do that.
I don't know. Thiago, a lot of Brazilians out here. You know what I mean? I don't know.
And they got double calves, double Knicks.
Double calves, double Knicks is not what you want without Bam. That's a lot of height.
A lot of size.
Biggins.
And Evan Mobley's playing very well. And Kat started
Did you see Donovan Mitchell last night? Almost a 50-burger. He's the one that got away.
Would you go Mitchell or Brunson?
What's that?
Brunson.
You go Brunson over Mitchell?
Shocking.
Yeah.
I think
Spider's a little more athletic.
I don't care about athletic. They're both short.
They're both amazing.
They're both amazing, yeah. I was just curious.
It's a good comment.
And then you got Steph Curry and the Warriors coming up.
Steph's out. Or is he just missed that game?
He just missed that game.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. And then you got the Bulls. In Chicago.
It was already.
What do you call them? The Intangibles.
The intangibles. It was already a tough schedule if they didn't have Bam. Your question about Tyler coming back? Yeah, but I think, every scoring punch will help without Bam Adebayo if that happens, but dude, they're thin. Like, their only bigs are legit 6'10 guys are Jovic and Ware, and they both have been very inconsistent to start the year.
Well,
we got to
he's got to step up now.
No doubt. We got to take a break. More to come back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dennis Cooper of the true crime podcast Culpable, where we tell real stories of unsolved crimes in an immersive way, covering every facet from the individuals affected by these crimes to the justice system yet to resolve them. In this investigative series, we provide an in-depth look at a variety of lesser-known cases in hopes of finding new information that can help establish culpability and bring resolution to them once and for all. Hear raw, true crime stories like never before. Binge all seasons of Culpable wherever you get your podcasts.